This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you imagine him accepting Islam?
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, illa wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wow. Mashallah, I feel like a new man.
I'm someone who's been very critical of Trump.
I love the Muslims. I think they're great people.
I consider Muslim Americans to be an important asset to our country and society. Would you consider putting one in your cabinet or even on your ticket?
You consider what?
Putting one in your cabinet or on your ticket, a Muslim American.
Muslim? Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. No problem with that. Would I consider putting a Muslim American in my cabinet? Absolutely no problem with that.
Do you think that Muslims pose a danger to this country?
I love the Muslims. I think they're great people.
As Muslims, we got to be fair across
the
board.
We have to be fair and nonpartisan. We're about justice. So again, as somebody, I've been critical of Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, you name them. I've probably sued them. I have sued President Trump over his Muslim ban.
Sued President Trump over that Muslim ban.
I mean, it was clear. He said he wants a total and complete shutdown of Muslims from entering the country. And then he banned a number of Muslim majority countries from being able to send people here.
The last time we gave a shout out to actually his boy, Taro Tuckerson.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
They start having Trump have a change now, too, also.
I love the Muslims. I think they're great people.
Well, there's a lot of background to that. Look, I think Trump was susceptible to some bad influences like Steve Bannon and others that tried to hijack him for his agenda. And I think absent that, maybe things could have gone in a much better direction. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, the reason I'm mentioning this is people know I'm certainly no fanboy. In fact, I've sued the guy. But I'm deeply disturbed by what I see unfolding. The reason is this. I mean, ultimately, I think there's two questions that are relevant for all of us. Number one. Is did Trump break the law? Number two is the prosecution politically driven? And frankly, I think the answer to both of those is yes. And both of those is alarming. See, when it comes to the first, did Trump break the law? The fact is there's over 50,000 federal laws. A Harvard study has shown that the average American commits three felonies. A felony is a crime punishable by over a year in jail. The average American, they say, commits three felonies a day.
Wow, three a day.
Three a day. Because there's over 50,000. And how do you know you're not committing it if you don't know them? And how the heck are you going to know 50,000 laws? And that's why, as a lawyer, I always say, never speak to the FBI without a lawyer. I stand by it. You know, if they ever contact you, contact CARE, contact my law firm. CARE will do it for free. I'll charge you, but we'll give you good legal representation. But reach out, you know, and never speak to them without a lawyer, because it's easy to get yourself in trouble when you don't know the law. The point is, there's over 50,000 federal laws. The average American breaks about three laws a year, a day. Why do I say this? Because if the full force and power of the government wants to come after you, they can pretty much come after anyone. You know, imagine if they did what they're doing in the Tates. They just lock you up until they find something. They're bound to find something on someone, even if it's inadvertent. So the point is, there's too many federal laws out there. America has some of the highest incarceration rates in the world. It's a problem. And so, yeah, I think he broke the law. But frankly, I think just about all of those politicians have broken the law. But they're selectively prosecuting him for political reasons, and I think that's disturbing. I also think it's a reflection of the how both the left and the right have used anti-Muslim hate. Before, it was the Muslim community getting the brunt of this extreme prosecution, extreme hate. Now it's being thrown against each other. And the other thing is, all right, you want to prosecute Trump for paying $100,000 in hush money payments and whatever stupid nonsense all of these hypocrites are engaged in Washington, D.C. When are you going to prosecute other presidents that have killed hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians, made illegal wars, destroyed nations? So please spare me with your cries about justice. So frankly, I think as an attorney, as somebody who hasn't been a fan of Trump, I think, yeah, he's broken the law, but so has every other American, because America's over-criminalizes its people. And I think that kind of prosecution, therefore, is political. I think there was increased focus on him. And I think there was ignoring others that have done worse things, like crimes against humanity, war crimes, illegal wars. And it's disturbing to see that the people who literally have blood on their hands get off. I mean, as far as I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if Trump has invaded any Muslim lands or has caused any new wars while in office. And, you know, a lot of people would argue against me because I was, you know, maybe too critical of Trump. But that was one thing they always had on me. You know, they would always say, well, listen, at least he didn't start any new bloodshed against Muslim nations or any nation for that matter. Wallahu alam. So this is the problem. It's overly criminalized. And I think we're just seeing what's been happening to the Muslim community for a long time. I mean, for a very long time, the Muslim community was being selectively prosecuted And now that those same tactics are just being used against each other. But it sets quite a interesting precedent. I don't think as the president or former president, he should get a free pass to break the law. And maybe there are other things, perhaps related to the election in Georgia, perhaps related to the riots, that maybe are more appropriate to pursue. But the current charges out of New York do seem to be deeply politically driven, and it's a stretch of the law at best. And it appears to be selective prosecution, which, again, I think just opens a door and just shows how in this country they can really be. There's so many federal laws they can come against anyone. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not a big fan of our justice system. I do think our justice system is better than most other nations. That being said, it's still got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. And I think Trump, he needs Islam also. I think,
amen.
I don't think he's too really involved here. I think, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, that he plays this card to go ahead and win a certain side, but only Allah knows what's in his heart as far as, because he comes out, he's a Christian, correct?
Well, I definitely think Trump is just, catering to some bad influences. Uh-huh. You see how he gets along, by the way, in Saudi Arabia and the parties they have for him. I think he's equally ignorant to a lot of different cultures and a lot of different sensitivities. It's just how he is, and he's very transparent and honest about it. On the other hand, you have others on the Democrat side. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. What their soul hides is worse. So some people may pretend to be our friends, but what is hidden within their whole hearts is a lot of animosity.
But Trump, you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting.
And let's close with this sincerity. I don't think any human being who's sincere and asks the Creator of the heavens and the earth for guidance, be it Trump, be it anybody, that God Almighty Allah would not guide them. So I think if someone as intelligent as can be as any politician, Donald Trump or whatnot, he's made amassed a lot of money. He's one of the most influential human beings now on the planet. He's running for president again. If he was to look and to read this book objectively with a sincere, open heart, open mind, can you imagine him accepting Islam?
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Wa asharu ana Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wow. MashaAllah, I feel like a new man.
Allah guide him. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look, I mean, I've compared him to Qarun sometimes, somebody who is wealthy and arrogant and misguided. But the fact is, no one is beyond the mercy of Allah if they sincerely seek it. So we hope guidance for him. We hope guidance really for all humanity.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I like what you said on the last time we met, that Allah's mercy is encompassing. We cannot restrict it now.
Mm. Yeah? That's it. And ultimately, man, that's what matters. Look, and when you die, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't matter how much money you got in the bank. What matters is, do you know your Lord? And that's what our purpose is to call people to that above all else, to know who they are. And they cannot know who they are if they don't know where they came from. And they cannot know where they came from if they don't know where they're going. Mm-hmm. Death is inevitable. Our meeting with our Lord is inevitable. Let us know our Lord before we meet our Lord.
Remember death. For all that money, everything that you're going to accumulate in this life is going to stay behind.
Well, and that's why we see many wealthy, whether they're athletes, celebrities, or men, women who live like party lifestyles in the U.S., drinking, clubs, all of that. But you find them leaving that for Ramadan, for fasting, for wearing hijab, for a conservative Islamic lifestyle, because they see that following and worshiping your desires doesn't bring peace, it brings misery. But knowing your Lord is what brings peace in this life and in the next, and that's why Islam continues to be the fastest growing religion. It's to liberate humanity from being enslaved, and that's what modern capitalistic society sort of does to humanity. It makes you slave to your desires, slave to your opinion of others. Islam liberates you, that you should only be a slave to your Lord, and your Lord only wants good for you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Jazakallah khair. Thank you, my brother. And we'll send people here to the website. You can get a free copy of the Quran, of this Quran, actually at thedeanshow.com. Go ahead and visit us there, and we'll send this out to you as a gift. And if you have any other questions, you can call us at 1-800-662-ISLAM. And we'll be there to help you along your way, answer the questions that you might have. And we'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Bring it on,
bring Sammy inside, give him a tour of the D Center.
So we transforming this from people worshiping the creation to worshiping the
Allah
Creator.
May Allah bless your efforts, Eddie. How you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing,
man? How's brother feel?
All right, so as you can see, we're getting to work and we need your support. So go ahead and help us to get this where it's top notch, inshallah.